Is Cozy Stickerville worth it in 2026? Solo, family, replay, and the 10-year campaign. Robert here, pull up a chair and let us sort the keeper from the shelf filler. By Cozy Stickerville, if 10 relaxed linked sessions, permanent stickers, gentle stories, and a village that becomes a record of your group sound valuable. Skip it if you need a difficult win condition, infinite reset, or a strategy system that reveals itself over 50 plays. The box includes enough material for 2 campaigns, so the value question is about the experience, not endless replay. The product line looks simpler from 10 feet away. Up close, there are standalone boxes, required cores, expansions that solve different play account problems, and products that are excellent but wrong for a first purchase. This cornerstone guide was rebuilt from publisher rules and product pages, exact Amazon identity checks, Board Game Geek discussion, and current Reddit/forum questions. Community experience is paraphrased into original advice. Generated curator scenes are editorial atmosphere, never product proof. The short answer: which Cozy Stickerville should you buy? Buy Cozy Stickerville if 10 relaxed linked sessions, permanent stickers, gentle stories, and a village that becomes a record of your group sound valuable. Skip it if you need a difficult win condition, infinite reset, or a strategy system that reveals itself over 50 plays. The box includes enough material for 2 campaigns, so the value question is about the experience, not endless replay. The verified purchase path in this guide is Cozy Stickerville on Amazon, My City on Amazon. Every retail button resolves to 1 exact Amazon product page. Official publisher and community links remain research sources rather than unmonetized store detours. The decision is not which box contains the most cardboard. It is which box gives your actual player count, session length, teaching appetite, and appetite for repeat play the right first 10 sessions. How does Cozy Stickerville actually play? Each in-game year runs through events, choices, actions, resources, personal stories, and stickers that permanently grow the village. The campaign is deliberately low stakes. Progress and discovery matter more than optimizing a victory score. The physical magic is cumulative. A blank map becomes a town whose strange little decisions belong to your table. What makes the system fun is not a component count. It is the repeatable decision loop, the moment when a beginner stops moving pieces because the rules permit it and starts making a plan the rest of the table can read. What the rulebook changes: each day has a morning event, then an afternoon in which you take one action and make a permanent sticker decision. Roads, rivers, bridges, background edges, and the fold in the town sheet are physical constraints, not decoration. Before anyone peels a sticker, point to the legal placement area and ask them to rehearse the placement with the backing still on. First session rule: play the recommended base setup before adding a module. A clean loss teaches more than a complicated win. What do players compare it to, and where does the comparison break? My City is more competitive, puzzle forward, and explicitly scored. Charterstone is heavier and more system driven. Cozy Stickerville is the gentlest, closer to a physical story journal with decisions than a campaign demanding tactical mastery. Across Board Game Geek and current forum discussions, the most useful comparisons describe table behavior rather than declaring one title universally better. Complexity, downtime, hidden information, player interaction, and the host's teaching burden are the variables that survive beyond launch week excitement. Use the matrix below to choose a job for the game. Theme can recruit a first play. The job determines whether the box earns a shelf. What should you buy first, second, and not yet? Buy Cozy Stickerville. Choose for atmosphere, story, and shared permanence. Pair commit the same people. The village means more when its authors return. Pace 1 or 2 years a night. Protect the campaign from becoming an assembly line. Compare My City. Choose when competition and a tighter tile puzzle matter more than cozy narrative. Stop skip for infinite replay. Finite campaign material is the design, not a hidden defect. The stopping rule matters. Stickers make the 2 included campaign boards finite and personal. Solo works well for atmosphere, but family conversation is a meaningful part of the value. Amazon availability is not treated as a verdict. A product can be easy to buy and still be the wrong next box. It can also be worth waiting for when the only current listing has an ambiguous edition, seller, language, or product identity. Beginner, regular, advanced, and expert strategy. Beginner, follow curiosity. Choose one resident or place that makes the table want to know what happens next. Regular, share the spotlight. Rotate who places the important sticker and who reads the story. Advanced, track open threads. Keep a small note of unresolved residents and milestones between sessions. Expert, do not optimize the soul out. A perfect resource line is less valuable than a town the group remembers. Do the debrief. After the game, name one decision that worked and one rule or timing window that stayed muddy. That 5-minute conversation is more valuable than buying an expansion to create novelty. The strategy advice here combines the official rules structure with repeated owner questions. It is written in Puzzlewick's voice. No forum post is being passed off as our first-hand test or copied as anonymous authority. Campaign-level move, treat flexibility as a resource. A placement that scores slightly less today but preserves two future road or river connections is often stronger than the locally perfect sticker that seals a district. Photograph the town at the end of each session. The image becomes both a campaign memory and a fast rule state reference next time. What is the real table, hosting, and solo commitment? Hosting, use removable page flags in the storybook, keep the sticker sheets flat, and designate one clean placement area. Photograph the village after each year. Let different players read events and place major stickers. Stop while everyone still wants to know what happens next. Solo is fully viable, and current solo players report a complete campaign around 6 hours, often in 10 short sessions. It becomes a reflective activity rather than a group story. The key question is whether permanent creative choices feel soothing or stressful to you. Before purchase, budget the invisible parts, set up surface, sorting, teaching, save state needs, cleanup, and whether one person must own the rules. These costs decide replay more reliably than the excitement of an unboxing. What do lower star reviews and long-term owners warn about? The durable warnings are fit warnings. This is a memory-making campaign, not a high-pressure strategy contest. Stickers make the two included campaign boards finite and personal. Solo works well for atmosphere, but family conversation is a meaningful part of the value. Amazon review patterns were used only as a secondary check for recurring packaging, component, complexity, and expectation issues. Star ratings and individual quotations are intentionally not frozen here because listings merge, editions change, and ratings move. A credible warning changes the buy decision. A complaint that merely describes the intended genre belongs in the "who should skip it" box instead. The irreversible choice warning is real. Owners who enjoy legacy games describe the permanence as the point, while hesitant groups can freeze over a crooked sticker or an early choice they later understand better. Use tweezers, bright light, and one designated placement check before pressing. This does not remove consequence, it removes avoidable craft frustration. Common misconceptions corrected before checkout. There is no conventional win or lose climax to optimize toward. The box is not single use. It supports two campaign boards. Solo is not an afterthought, but it changes the experience from shared memory to personal ritual. The record date is July 28, 2026. Product identities and availability can change. The direct Amazon links are rechecked by Puzzlewick's publishing audit. Rules and compatibility claims retain dated publisher sources so a future refresh can identify what changed. The Puzzlewick shelf plan for Cozy Stickerville for a couple, family, or solo player who wants physical Stardew-like comfort, Cozy Stickerville is an easy buy. For a group that judges value by competitive depth or resettable scenarios, choose My City or a conventional campaign game instead. Do not rush the 10 years. The conversations around the stickers a part of the product. Buy the first verified box that solves your present table. Play it enough to explain why the second box would improve a repeated experience. If that sentence is still vague, the right move is to wait. Current verified Amazon options: Cozy Stickerville on Amazon, My City on Amazon. Final verdict. For a couple, family, or solo player who wants physical Stardew-like comfort, Cozy Stickerville is an easy buy. For a group that judges value by competitive depth or resettable scenarios, choose My City or a conventional campaign game instead. Do not rush the 10 years. The conversations around the stickers are part of the product. Frequently asked questions: how long is Cozy Stickerville? Expect 10 linked in-game years, commonly 30 to 40 minutes each, for roughly 6 or more hours per campaign. Can Cozy Stickerville be replayed? The box supports 2 separate campaign boards. Used sticker maps are permanent and cannot be reset. Is Cozy Stickerville good solo? Yes, especially for players who enjoy gentle narrative, stickers, and low-pressure progression. Can you win or lose Cozy Stickerville? It is primarily an experience and story game rather than a conventional win-or-lose contest. Is Cozy Stickerville good for families? Yes, provided the family can return for linked sessions and enjoys making permanent choices together. Cozy Stickerville or My City? Choose Cozy for story and warmth. Choose My City for competitive tile placement and a stronger traditional game arc.